Welcome to Walking on the Wild Side, a podcast dedicated to exploring the flora and fauna of the Southeast and instilling in you, our listeners, an appreciation and admiration for the beauty and diversity of our natural resources. As always, I'm with my wife, Gabrielle, who through all of our adventures has become quite the naturalist herself.
Hey, y'all, and welcome back to Walking on the Wild Side.
Tonight, it's Walking on the Dark Side.
Yes, we are coming to you from one of our favorite places.
For different reasons,
favorite This is one of my favorite hiking spots.
But tonight, it became a favorite for both of us for the same reason.
We've
got two folks with us. It's now become one of their favorite things to do, too.
I know. So you've heard us in the past talk about Make-A-Wish and the Trailblaze Challenge.
Hello, all the trailblazers out there.
Hey, hey.
Yep.
And we've got two very special guests with us tonight, and that is our two fearless leaders of the Trailblaze Challenge.
Absolutely.
Jody Wilbanks and Michelle Owen
is with us
tonight. So glad to have you guys.
It was such a pleasure when we were playing this trip, and we were kind of chatting about it, and we were talking about, like, I bet Jody and Michelle would love this too.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, you guys made it happen, and here we are.
Because we're up here to see what?
Blue ghosts!
Yes! Blue ghosts!
And not only that, we weren't up here to see blue ghosts.
We saw blue ghosts,
you guys. I mean, we did. And I think what's really kind of funny about all this stuff is that, you know, you talk about it and talk about it. And I know we've done a podcast on them before, but we did that on just blue ghosts
and fireflies in general. Yeah.
But tonight we did it on blue ghosts. And guys, to show you how dedicated we are doing a podcast, it's literally midnight here in the parking lot at DuPont. And they're probably going to kick us out here soon. But we just got back from a night, and we didn't think we were going to see them tonight.
It was raining to start with.
Raining like crazy. Yeah. So let's just kind of talk a little bit about
four fools standing in the dark, in the rain, in the middle of the forest,
and
looking for fireflies.
And
loved every second.
You know, it is a little bit daunting, right, to be in the woods. Right, and we're alongside a little bit of a road and stuff. You may hear a car come here
or a plane here.
Or a plane or something. Yeah. But hey, that's what it's all about. But when I say in the mountains it's dark. I mean, it's real
it's
dark.
It's black dark.
And it was dark tonight, but I'll tell you, this is just one of the most spectacular areas to see these little fireflies and stuff.
Yes.
So first of all, the blue ghost is Phocis, I think it's reticulata. That is the only firefly in that genus of Phocis. And this little guy is so unique because they don't just light up and flash. They do flash a little bit, but for the most part, they're known for flying about a foot or two off the ground, and they just glow in a continuous glow. And we saw some last night, tonight, that stayed glowing for like 30, 45 seconds.
Yeah.
And so they only hover on top of the ground. The female is a little different. She doesn't have wings at all, and she stays on the ground, stays lit. And then these other dudes just kind of fly around and try to find her.
Yeah.
And so it was really kind of cool to see those guys.
It was neat because they started at the top of a hill or top of a ridge and kind of just spilled down over like a wave, and then came across the road. And that last night was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And before you knew it, they were all around us. We were surrounded by these little fairies, little woodland fairies.
Yeah. Well, now you guys, y'all went to a few other places and saw these guys, right?
Yes.
So what region or what area were you in when you saw them?
We were at Pisgah National Forest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
At the Cradle of Forestry.
Okay.
Oh,
they
great
actually
place.
Do a, they do tours there. And so you actually will sign up online and they sell out, I know, really, really fast.
Mm.
But we were fortunate enough to get on one of those tours last year. And then we also found them at an area close by, kind of on our own, which was really, really special.
Nice.
That's exciting. Yeah.
That's cool.
Speaking of, I know they're only in a few places.
Yep.
Marvin, can you tell us why they're in a certain place?
Well, so it's interesting. You saw that behavior, right, last night and tonight. They move slowly, right? Well, they don't spread. The females are, it's a funky word. It's called paedomorphic. And it basically means when they're a larva, they're a typical one. They start out as egg, larva, you know, adult. And when they become an adult, they become a winged adult. Well, the females don't. The females stay in their larval form, and that's called paedomorphism. They don't fly around, so if they're not flying around, they can't crawl very far. So they're very limited in their range because of the limited mobility of the female. And that's actually a great question because, you know, I think it's one of those kind of things, though, that we've looked at. It's like So Jerry Reynolds, our buddy who does a lot of stuff with blue ghost fireflies, actually found blue ghost fireflies in the Piedmont, and they think it's like a subspecies of the falsus that you have up. And I think it's just because people have started looking for them now.
Yeah,
and now,
paying attention.
Knowing the time of year, knowing what they look like and seeing them, now we're starting to see pockets of other ones. The same thing happened with the synchronized fireflies. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's like, the only place you see these is Japan and this small area in Elkmont. It's like, oh, no, wait a minute, I got them here. Oh, wait a minute, here. We've got some down in Congress Swamp.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just fascinating the way they are. But so you guys had a pocket of them up there. I looked at one of those tours online. I was going to do that, you know, surprise Gabrielle. And I looked at one of those tours online, and it said one big thing that just ticked me off. And it's like, no photography. And I'm like, yeah, no, not happening.
Yeah.
But you guys went on a photo tour.
Yeah, photo tour.
Yeah. That's awesome. So,
and this is not a tour that you can go out with an iPhone.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
So what was that experience like with photographing, though? I mean, because I saw some of both of your photographs that you had, and they're spectacular. You guys took some great light trails and stuff. So, you know, it's kind of neat.
Well, you know, it's one of those things that it's actually more, I think, even more fun when you start looking through a camera lens because you actually do pick up the trails. But one of the things I will ask you, though, is you know, we take a lot of great photos and we call these beautiful things blue ghost.
Right.
But, you know, the photos, they show up actually green.
They do. Yeah. And I'm so glad you asked that because everybody was kind of wondering why they're called blue ghosts. And from a distance, they look blue. And I think there's a funky thing that goes on with the eye. It's actually called the... Purkinje effect is what they call that, and it's based on, I think his name is Jan Purkinje or whatever. He is a scientist that discovered it. But basically what it is the lower the light goes, the darker the light, you know, or the darker it is and the fainter the light, it appears blue, and your eye adjusts and sees it as blue. But when you come closer, you actually see them as a bluish greenish and then a greenish light. It's because of the way the eye and everything acts. But the funny thing is your camera gathers so much more light.
Right.
So since it gathers so much more light, when you see it, it looks green,
wow,
which is kind of funky, you know. We talked about that earlier with the red, you know, and the red in the dark. And at night, the red looks almost black. But it's funny we talk about it because we see it as blue and green. And of course, our assumption is that's what the firefly, man, we don't know. These fireflies could be seeing, they could be seeing psychedelics, you know, they could be seeing all kinds of stuff. But I know it's special when we see it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
But, so if somebody wants to go out and try to find blue ghosts, what type of habitat do they need to look for?
Well, again, it's very, very small area and everything. So it's one of those kind of things, as we saw last night, rare but locally abundant. And my goodness, they're locally abundant.
Mm-hmm.
And so they love these moist woods. They love these cove forests and stuff. But they're not in every moist wood and they're not in every cove forest. It's just certain things and where that population started that they're still there. And the big thing about it is we stayed on the road, right? We were walking up this little road and stuff. If we would have tromped off through the woods, we could have been stepping on females. We could have been doing all kinds of stuff. And we're always a little bit kind of secretive about where we go when we find good populations because, unfortunately, we as humans have a tendency to kill things with kindness.
Right.
You know, we're so excited to look at them and see them, and we don't realize the damage that we're doing. So, you know, but we saw them, and it's always interesting because I don't mind telling folks, and I never tell folks, you know, specifically where we go, obviously, but I don't mind telling folks like you guys that y'all appreciate, understand, and know, and understand not to go into the woods.
Respectful,
you know, y'all are very respectful of that. But, I mean, that's why we like going and doing stuff like this with you guys, because we all have a very common interest in that type of stuff as well. But the light itself, that's what fascinates me. The light on a firefly is pretty much about 90% efficient. And it means that whatever energy is given off as light. An incandescent light bulb gives off 15% light and the rest of it is heat, right? These fireflies, they're almost 100% like purely efficient. And scientists have been studying that for a long time, but it's, you know, I think it's funny when you talk about the chemicals, that's the thing that cracks me up. So it's oxygen and ATP, adenosine triphosphate. That's what helps trigger that reaction. But the two names of the enzyme and things, luciferin is the chemical, Lucifer, right?
Wow.
You know, which is funky. And luciferase is what, you know, speeds up the reaction. But those things go together and it comes off as light. But it wouldn't really be seen, but they've got a little abdominal lantern, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually has little uric acid crystals that make it reflective, and that's the light that we see.
Oh, wow.
I mean, just awesome. I mean, you know, and if you look at a blue ghost, his eyes are huge, and it's almost like he's either going to need big eyes or bifocals. The lights are a little bit faint, you know what I mean? But I just think it's crazy. But so what were y'all's impression? I mean, when you guys first saw these blue ghosts, and I'm not talking about tonight. I'm talking about when you first saw them. Where you guys went?
Actually, the very first time I saw them, I was on a backpacking trip with a couple of really good friends of mine. And we were on a trail, which I won't mention, but because we one reason is because we were stealth camping that night.
Nice.
But I went to bed, and I started seeing these just glows. It's sustained glows from within my tent walls. And I looked outside and I told my friends, are you seeing this? And I didn't even know what it was, but it was so different and so magical. And it was all I could talk about for a few weeks until I found out what they were. And yeah, all I can say is magic. I mean, beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. They're just not like anything. Yeah. Thing you've seen, and you know, being from the south, we have fireflies, but we it's do. Just it, yeah, you can't describe it.
Well, when you say fireflies, they think flashing,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
these are not. Joe, when was the first time you actually saw
actually,
blue?
Last year, and, okay, you know, and you know, it's magical is the word that comes to mind, but you know, the ideal of fairies, it just brings up all these like really wonderful things. I mean, it's like a wave. You said that. I love the fact that, you know, they come over and it's like a wave comes into you. And it's just a wave of light.
But, well, you got a photograph tonight of one spiraling down. And I mean, you just showed it on the camera, and I'm like, oh, that's great, man. I bring him up here and show him these things, and he's taking 10 times better pictures than I am. That's not fair.
I don't know about that. Appreciate the compliment.
Gabriel, what would be your description of it? I mean, so we went to Grandfather last year with Jesse, and we saw him, but.
I told you,
you're like, oh my God, they're amazing. But what was your first impression then of when you saw them at Grandfather?
So the only thing that I could think of, and this sounds so weird, but for those of you that have been to Disney World and rode the Peter Pan ride, and you're kind of flying over the city and you can see the city down below and the lights glowing, that's what it reminded me of.
Yeah.
That was
the
only thing I could think of to best describe it. And it was just almost surreal.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that. I agree. It was surreal.
Because the first time I saw them, I was like looking really, really hard. I was concentrating because it was so faint. And then all of a sudden, it was just there.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
I mean, we saw them up at Grandfather. We saw the synchronized ones. And we saw the Big Dippers flashing in that little J. Mm-hmm. And then you see these little guys. And we only saw a handful of them there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which I thought was spectacular.
Yeah. But. So fast forward to tonight, both of you saw what we were showing. So first impressions last night and tonight compared to what you saw.
Just magic, really. Yeah. Like Jody and Michelle said, I can't really think of any other way to describe it other than magic. And when they came down the hill and then surrounded us.
Yeah.
Flowing.
Yeah.
Flowing.
It was just like little
great word, right?
Little jewels. Yeah. Little jewels just shining in the night.
Well, I think Jody said it, and I agree 110%. Fairies.
Yeah.
I mean, I literally, I told you guys when I was sitting there last night, I sat down on the road and was watching, and I almost got a little bit freaked out because it was almost like a fairy witch hunt because they were coming to them, and they looked like little tiny fairies carrying torches because the light stays glowing. Yeah. And I thought, what would the Native American think about that? Yeah. You know, how would they describe that? And what about you guys? So you guys saw it last year in your trail.
Yeah.
But last night, I mean, do y'all think it's not hyperbole to say thousands?
Oh, thousands at least.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah, right?
Absolutely.
I mean,
they were as far as the eye could see.
Yeah. It was just like waves, you know.
Yeah. Waves,
Because they only, you know, usually are only just a foot or so above the ground. And so it's like you're walking in a wave of these, of light.
So, you're afraid to move or step anywhere because you don't want to step on
Well, they were in the road. They were swirling around. So you know what imagery comes to mind? Did you guys ever see Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. You remember when they were getting ready to open the ark,
yeah.
and all those things came out, and those guys were moving around, and they were swirling around
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
That's how
yeah.
I felt.
That's,
I felt yeah. like, oh yeah. my God, they're swirling around me. But yeah. the what we so when we first got there, we saw a few here and there.
Yeah.
Then we saw a few more. Then they were at the top of the hill, all just mm-hmm. moving around randomly. Mm-hmm. And then it's almost like they got their stuff together,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and they started moving to the left together,
mm-hmm.
moving to the right, and then they started cascading down the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my yeah. gosh, you guys. That
and
was
then came across magical. The road and went down the hill behind us. So we got to see a couple different perspectives.
Right. Yeah.
You
mm-hmm.
got to see them above you and then literally around your feet. And then when you turned and looked the other way and they were going down the hill, it was like you got to see them
yep.
from above,
yeah. Yeah.
which
well,
was pretty cool too.
The cool thing about this trip this time, because I didn't see hardly any females last time. So I had not seen blue ghosts. I'd heard Jerry talking about blue ghosts, and I had not seen blue ghosts. I've heard about them. I got up here last year. I was by myself because you were doing something. You were out of town, and I was by myself, and I came up, and I came up, and I didn't know where to look, and I was just looking around everything, and all of a sudden, I see a handful of them. I'm like, oh, wow, man, I got to see blue ghosts, and then they cut loose,
yeah.
and I literally was sitting there. I mean, I was in awe. It was almost... It was an emotional, almost yeah. cheer-inducing
yeah.
moment because
yeah.
it's like,
yeah.
how can you not, you know, just love nature
that.
And appreciate
yeah.
that kind of stuff,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And I think that the thing that got me about it was I was coming up here and I was thinking, I'm literally got a headache. I'm squinting, trying to see
yeah.
these
yeah.
little
that
tiny
was
blue
me
ghosts.
The last time.
And then
like,
it was like,
concentrating so hard.
Wow, I really overshot that. Yeah, I really did overshoot that one.
Yeah.
But if you want to frustrate yourself, come out and try to take photographs of them.
Oh, yes. Absolutely, yes.
They're much smaller and tinier than and almost like latitudes different in light.
Yeah.
But there was a couple times where we were so surrounded, and I was like, "Where do I want to take a photo? Where do I want to?" And I just stopped, and I was just in awe and just looking around. I could care less about taking a photo.
Exactly.
My mental hard drive is in overdrive right now. But
no photograph is going to show the beauty of it.
Yeah.
You have
yeah.
to
yeah.
see
yeah.
it.
And you can't video.
So true.
There's
yeah.
no
yeah.
way to video yeah. and show that.
Yeah.
So
true.
For me, I think that's one of those things. That, and Jody and Michelle, we were talking about this around the fire last night. It's one of those things that you can't describe it.
Mm-hmm.
You and I were talking in the car today, Avatar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's
yeah.
like, oh, my gosh,
yeah.
it reminds
yeah.
me of
yeah.
Avatar. And I'm
does.
Like, you
it
know
does.
What?
Yeah.
It was more
yeah.
magical than
yeah.
Avatar.
Yeah.
It was real.
Real.
Yeah.
But it was in surround sound,
absolutely.
Sight,
yeah.
and
yeah.
smell.
Yeah.
We were truly immersed
yeah.
in the environment.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's no movie can replicate that.
Absolutely.
But I all these animals at Bioluminesce, you know, we always see all these different animals and the fireflies and things like that. And there's a lot of cool things about fireflies that they flash in different patterns. That you got some females that are literally predatory and they imitate other flashes.
Mm-hmm.
But these little blue ghosts, these tiny little blue ghosts and stuff, if you look at them, they've got huge eyes,
yeah.
real huge eyes. And they got to pick up those faint lights.
Yeah. yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
So what else? What else you got?
I think I'm good. What about y'all? Any other questions about...
Yeah,
actually,
any questions
about it? One more. I did notice with the females that some seem to have different numbers of bulbs.
Like, yeah, yeah, so it's the different little segments in the
yeah,
abdomen,
yeah.
and some of them actually, like, three or four segments light up, some in three. I think it's got to do with maturity
okay.
of the larva
okay.
and the females
okay.
and stuff.
Okay.
But, you know, tonight, so it was raining hard, and,
yeah.
of course, you know, it's almost like us being hit with 5 gallons of water, you know, with these little guys with
yeah.
the rain,
yeah.
but... The females came out and actually stayed lit up through the entire rain.
They did.
Yeah,
they
did.
So,
they did.
But if you look yeah. at that female, she's cream colored and she's got a clear carapace. She's got a clear exoskeleton
yeah.
and she's got those lanterns and she stays in that larva form.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's the biggest thing, not only to remember that's why they're locally abundant,
mm-hmm.
but it's also why they can't spread, but it's also the thing that makes them susceptible. Pesticide makes us susceptible
mm-hmm.
to habitat destruction,
yeah.
loss, flooding,
yeah.
things like
yeah.
that. I mean, if you're going to rain, they were all down that ditch. You're going to rain and it washes them all
yeah.
down and kills them
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
You've just wiped out, you know,
yeah.
one of those local populations of those fireflies.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
they are very susceptible
yeah.
to environmental changes,
yeah.
to habitat changes, to pesticides,
right.
things like that.
Yeah.
And one of the beautiful things up here is at DuPont, I mean, they do a fantastic job of managing the crowds.
Yeah.
They do a fantastic job of managing the forest and things.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of makes my heart swell when I think about this stuff, is that, you know, you can appreciate these things, but we know that there's people behind the scenes that are working diligently to try
yeah.
and preserve it for future
yeah.
generations.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think tonight was great. I think I don't know how much I enjoyed it more just sitting there and seeing it, or if I enjoyed more just sharing it with all of you. I know it was wonderful to share it with Gabrielle, but I got the added pleasure of sharing it with both of you.
Yeah, it was awesome to you. And just to see you guys,
honestly, see you guys like children running through the woods, and you know, it was pretty awesome. Well, if you do something like this, and you're just like, it's kind of pretty cool. Seriously, check your pulse. Because you can't be alive if you can't experience all this. But well, I think that's going to wrap us up for tonight at midnight in DuPont Forest. And you know, I think Jody and Michelle are probably like, man, these guys either got to start earlier or something like that. But yeah, so but I, you know, we get out in the woods when we do these things and we walk around. But you know, if you want to see Blue Ghost, you know, look at some of these programs, support some of these folks, especially in national parks that they use that money to help preserve land and actually provide educational programs to do that. But you guys, you're never going to see Blue Ghost unless you get outside and
walk on the wild side.